Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Tuesday, April 29th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. Birthdays, lots. The powerful newspaper publisher William Randolph Hearst, born this day in 1863. The great Duke Ellington, born April 29th, 1899. Dale Earnhardt, born on this day in 1951. Jerry Seinfeld is 59 today. Jerry says talking has lost out to texting. From The Tonight Show.
Talking is work. You've got to make facial expressions that go with what you're saying, different hand gestures. You got to suck air in. You got to blow it out. Talking is over. It's obsolete. It's antiquated. I feel like a blacksmith up here sometimes, to tell you the truth.
Daniel Day-Lewis and Michelle Pfeiffer, both 56 today. On this day in history, in 1992, following the acquittal of four Los Angeles police officers accused of beating Rodney King, the massive L.A. riots. From KABC Television in Los Angeles.
Don't go near this area, South Central Los Angeles at Florence and Normandy, because there is still no police presence there, and a lot of people trying to get through that intersection have been assaulted with rocks and bottles and sticks. So as long as it's an ongoing situation, you best advise to stay clear.
Number one on the charts in 1961. It has the feel of nights spent cruising the local root beer stand. Shades of American Graffiti, Del Shannon, and Runaway. On the KETR events calendar, the 47th annual Hunt County Fair is open all week. The fairgrounds are located on Farm Road 1570 in Greenville. And Thursday night of this week, the Commerce Athletic Booster Club will host the annual athletic sports banquet at Commerce High School. Tickets are $12 each and can be purchased at Commerce High, the Central Administration Building, and from Booster Club members. Donations and receipts from the live and silent auctions benefit the athletic program. The doors open at 5:30 and the dinner starts at 6. For more information, see events at ketr.org. Our thought for the day is from author Robert Fulghum from Waco. Don't worry that your children never listen to you. Worry that they are always watching you. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. Good morning.
Good morning.
Pud joins us from time to time to talk about various things having to do with Housewarmers, but also just Greenville in general. Now, with your organization, Housewarmers, part of what you do is you greet new people who are moving to town. So what do you learn from the new folks who are coming to town?
Well, I usually take a few minutes if they're home. I if they're not home, I don't ever leave anything. I mean, it's one of those things where it's about just visiting with people for a few minutes and making sure you welcome them. So I usually ask them where they're from, what brought them to town, how long they've been there, and do they like it? And it's really fun to see how many people are moving here from other cities, you know, or even other states. I think a lot of it is we're seeing there's a lot of development, of course, in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Texas is exploding in growth right now. And what I'm seeing is a lot of the people that are moving here, when I ask them why, if it's not for work, it's frequently the fact that they want a smaller town. They want to be close enough to the city, but they want to be in a smaller town. And what's so fun and so delightful to me is that used to be Rockwall and McKinney.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's Greenville. And when I say, do you like it here? I'm hearing, oh, we love it.
Are most people now that you see, are they moving into sort of the existing established areas, or are they moving into more new areas where the homes have been built in very recent years?
There's a mix. You know, you've got that person who was the way I was when I moved home to Greenville, that I wanted an old house. I mean, I loved the older homes, and I wanted one of those. You have those who love them. It takes a special person to want to live in an old dinosaur. But I think most of them in general are buying homes that are maybe 10 years old at most, anywhere from new construction to 10 years old, which, of course, puts them out in the neighborhoods around L3.
Mm-hmm. Are you finding now, are people, now you say people want to live in a smaller town, and of course that's the whole story of the move out to the suburbs to start with, and it's been moving farther and farther out, you know, for the last 50 years or more. But are these people now who are working in Greenville, or are they living in Greenville and then working maybe back toward the Dallas area?
There's a mixture of them. One of the things that just thrills me to death is seeing how many of the younger families that I'm greeting, and I'm going to say that's anywhere from probably 25 to 35 is what I'm, which are the ages of my children in that range, but they may have, you know, a couple of kids that are choosing to live in Greenville. Many of them are some of the young engineers that are working out at L3. You'll have some people that are young professionals working at the hospital as well. Occasionally, I'll run into someone that's faculty from here at the university that's living there. Sometimes you'll have people that they're splitting the distance between perhaps Garland, Mesquite, Rockwall, and maybe Sulphur Springs or something, and you'll see some of that. The other interesting thing I'm seeing is a number of couples that are retirement age that maybe their children live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and they want to be close enough to the kids and the grandkids, but they don't want to be living in the city. And every month that I'm out greeting new people, I'm finding that there's at least two or three families like that. Hmm. Which, again, the thing I'm excited about is these are people that are choosing to live there. You know, it's Greenville is now a city that it's a choice, which is wonderful. We've known it's great for a long time. It's fun to see other people discovering that.
Yeah, a couple of things that you just said that are interesting. I think we do have a lot of university faculty.
Yes.
Who live in Greenville.
Mm-hmm.
And it may be that the husband is on faculty here, and the wife is working, you know, in Garland, Mesquite, the Dallas area, and it's the splitting the difference,
yes,
sort of thing that
right,
you're talking about.
Yeah, I do see, you know, families like that will be honest about that and say, yeah, you know, he works here, I work here, and so this worked out great.
And of course, from our Commerce perspective, we're really interested in getting some of those faculty folks to live in Commerce proper. And the other thing you mentioned was people coming who are of retirement age. And this is an area which we've already talked a little bit about on this program, that the City of Commerce is attempting to develop itself and has been recognized as an official retirement community of Texas. And so there's an official move, mm-hmm, within Commerce to bring people in of retirement age.
Well, and with the university and again, that wonderful small town life here, I can see where it would be a big draw.
Put a good way to follow what you do, I guess, is your Facebook page, huh?
Exactly. Housewarmers of Greenville. I list all kinds of different events going on that are of interest in both Greenville and Commerce.
Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. She visits with us every so often, and just for any reason at all, really, just to come in and say hello and certainly share a cup of coffee with us.
It's always good to have a cup of coffee with you.
All right, great. Pud Kearns, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.